Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Dhikril Moti wa Qasril Amali, the chapter on remembering death and curtailing aspirations. These two things are linked. When a person remembers death often, then this in itself acts as a mean to curtail aspirations, long hopes, long desires, long ambitions, big ambitions a person has. But when he remembers mort and he remembers death often, then this will help him to curtail all those ambitions and all those hopes. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّزَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ, that remember often that thing that will destroy all the pleasures, all the haram, unlawful pleasures, all those type of pleasures, the thing that will destroy it is mort. Remember mort often, why it will help you to get direction in life. When the mort is not in front, there is no limit to what enjoyment a person tries to get, and he'll never ever get that enjoyment. It'll be temporary happiness, temporary satisfaction, but very short-lived, and thereafter a person will be searching and searching again. But when a person has got akhirat in front of him, that now becomes his goal, and his whole life he's working towards that. So continuing with some ayat of the Quran, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. In Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala mentions that a soul does not know that what it will earn tomorrow. What Allah Ta'ala got in store for a person tomorrow, no soul knows. And this can be expanded, not just what a person is earning as far as his income is concerned. What his health will be tomorrow, he doesn't know. What his mental state will be tomorrow, a person doesn't know. What his financial situation tomorrow, he doesn't know. Social situation, all that, everything a person doesn't know. In other words, tomorrow is a mystery. One person said nicely, he said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a present. Today is a present, actually it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala, that is why we're calling it present. Today is all we have, yesterday is history, now we can't go and change, we can't alter history because it's finished. And tomorrow is a mystery, we don't know whether we'll reach tomorrow and what will happen to us tomorrow, what our condition will be tomorrow. And today is a gift from Allah Ta'ala, therefore we're calling it present. So whatever we can do in the present, we should see what we can do. Anyway, this ayat of the Quran is a very, very powerful. Maut in itself, and the remembering of maut is powerful to curtail a person, to keep a person online. But within that maut itself, this part of the ayat, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُمْ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتْ, no person knows which land he will pass away. Now this is very, very important. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi would say often, let's just ask ourselves this question, what if? What if? What if what? What if the angel of death catches me at this place that I want to go to? Because no person knows, if I'm going to the casino, for example, I don't know where the Malakul Maut will catch me there. If I'm going to the cinema, I don't know if Malakul Maut will catch me there. I'm going to some place of entertainment where all haram is taking place. What if Malakul Maut catches me there? And it's not far-fetched. How many times are you hearing of people going for entertainment, going for enjoyment, going for adventure? وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. They don't know where the maut is written. It was interesting, there was one aeroplane crash many years ago, Air France, it crashed in the Atlantic. So one person that was there, he was a sailor his whole life. He was living on the water, practically living on the water, traveling on the water, working on the water. But Allah Ta'ala at that time didn't cause his death in the water. But when he went in his aircraft, when he was flying, for the first time he was flying, and for the first time he was going in the air, at that time Allah Ta'ala used the means for him to pass away in the ocean. Plane crashed in the ocean and he passed away in the ocean. Recently we heard of some people that in the middle of the ocean, or in the bed of the ocean, the submersible got destroyed and their maut was written there. Like that, some people we hear on holiday, a person goes here, goes there. One person on his trip, he spoke to me, whilst he was on his way to the airport, he says, I'll be back in just a few days. And whilst on his trip, he passed away. Just like that, person thinks, I'll just be back in a few days, and he passes away. Another person also recently is telling me that this visa, I need some advice according to the visa and all these new regulations. So he was asking some questions. And he also mentioned that I'll be back shortly. And he also went. In the December period, he went overseas and he passed away. Like that, Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, we find that Allah Ta'ala had written his maut to be around the Kaaba Sharif. So, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُمْ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتْ. No man knows where he's going to pass away. In other words, we have to be on guard all the time. What if? We have to keep asking ourselves this question, and that will help us, guide us, that we leave out the sinful places, because we don't want, nobody wants their mort, their life to come out in a place where they would in sin. Everyone would like their life to come out in a place where Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Recently there was an alim, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Sam, Salehji Mawlana Gora Sahib's brother, Rahmatullah Ali. We find that in sajda, in fajr namaz, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, he had passed away. So there are people like that. We must also hope and desire that Allah Ta'ala takes us away in good places, in good moments, in good times. And it's not far-fetched. If a person makes an effort towards that, then Allah Ta'ala also will make it a reality. And if for some reason he still doesn't pass away in some very sacred places, but because he had that niyat in his heart, Allah Ta'ala will reward him as though he had passed away in some sacred place. So this is how it should be. And when a person thinks like this, then he won't just waste his time. I want to go on a cruise here, I want to go on a cruise there, I want to go to this resort here, I want to go to that resort. He's thinking in his mind, what if my maut comes away on that cruise? What if my maut comes away at that resort? And it's not hard. There was one ship, that famous ship that sunk many years ago. Nobody, he says that nobody on that ship ever thought that ship could sink. Forget people on the ship, even the people that designed that ship and the people that were the architects and all the type, they thought to themselves that definitely this ship is unsinkable. One person was mentioning to me, he says that even at the time when it was sinking too, there were many people that denied that the ship is sinking. Impossible, it's unsinkable. There's no way that this ship can sink. So even when it was filling with water also, there were still people that were denying. So Allah Ta'ala wants your maut to come somewhere, it can have the most unsinkable, it can be whatever it is. But if Allah Ta'ala wants a person's maut to come in a certain place, maut will come in a certain place. Therefore you'll find if a person is thinking like this also, where will he ever sit in front of the television? Nowadays we find that in hospitals, most hospitals, in front of the patient they got a television screen. If a person has got maut in front of him, you think he'll ever look at television, especially in that situation where he's so sick, sometimes he's in high care, sometimes he's in ICU, but he's looking at the television. If maut is in front, the person will be so careful, especially at the last moments. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making Amal. See what, how powerful this ayat is. Just think about it. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُمْ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No soul knows where it's going to die. So then a person will be very careful as to the destination that he goes to. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.